just covered the fact that these nuclear disasters, another disaster is waiting to kick off, are happening all over the place, magically. EPA on radiation alert as fires reach 50 feet from Los Alamos nuke plant. 20,000 barrels of nuclear waste going up in flames if they breach that fire line. So, hey, but hey, they've raised the level of what's safe for radiation, so everything's fine. Don't question it. Or you're a conspiracy theorist, and Americans don't like to be called that. So I imagine mothers will be going out to get downrange from the smoke and hold their babies up. Oh, in fact, remember, what was her name? Ann Coulter said that they should be thankful in Japan for the radiation. And so Ann Coulter should go bathe in one of the barrels, because after all, she's not a conspiracy theorist. Aaron in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead, you evil, evil person. Are you calling in to complain about our valiant TSA people taking diapers off 95-year-old cancer patients?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you very much, Alex. I think that this TSA matter needs to be one of the ACL's key issues. So I contacted my local state ACLU office, and I'd like to thank David Kaplan for getting back to me. And here's what I put to him. I said, I think your failure to make the actions of the TSA not one of your key issues should be reconsidered. They have like a key issues page on the ACLU.org website. So he came back to me within a half an hour. Says, dear Mr. Wilson, we appreciate your concern, and we do believe that the current TSA pat-down procedures are gross violations of civil liberties. Unfortunately, the ACLU of Nevada can do little to change an issue that needs to be changed at the national level.
Why even have states? Exactly.
The national ACLU is evaluating possible challenges to TSA policies. You can file a complaint with National and view more information here. And he gave me a link, and he signed it in Liberty, David Kaplan. Right on, dude. So that's what I'm saying. Go Knob Radio, we're about solutions. I think if we all the info warriors out there, contact the ACLU on your local, and then, make contact with the national.
The ACLU could raise $20 million in a month if they said they were going after the TSA. The problem is they're riddled with globalists and politicians and sabotage stuff. I've seen it over and over again. I got more faith in Jesse Ventura and his lawsuit. I think we should all individually, when they violate us, file suits on them and just bring the courts down with it.
We could really use the legal acumen that the ACLU has. And let me just say this.
But they don't believe in states' rights. They don't believe in the Second Amendment.
Excuse me, Alex. I find it ironic that the past two presidents of the ACLU, both Jewish women whose parents immigrated here and are Holocaust survivors, their parents immigrated from Europe post-World War II, are presiding while this sort of TSA actions are going on. But I think that they're moving in that direction. So let's put the complaints in. And, give them reason to take this up and put it on their key issues page, because really, they're the ones who can challenge successfully at the federal level the TSA. I think it's our best move.
Now, I hear you. Look, it's one thing we can do, but the globalists are social engineers. This is their key operation. And only by exposing the government as terrorists that staged 9/11, if you don't face that, it's over. Your freedom, your property rights, your family rights, your personal liberty, it's all over. As long as they can blow up Oklahoma City and New York, the World Trade Centers, they're going to get away with this stuff. You must kill the myth of the Keebler elf, Al-Qaeda. It doesn't exist. Keebler elves, Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, it isn't real. And this Al-Qaeda thing is synthetic. It is a group of Muslim extremists that they move around the world against Gaddafi and against Mubarak and against Iran and against the Serbs and against the Russians. And they go into these poor villages and find mindless morons. They go out and get to do stuff. And then they go, oh my gosh, we've got to take your rights away. People got to decide. Do they love fetishizing fear of Muslims and shaking in fear in their beds at night? Or do they want to actually beat the megabanks? I hear you, Aaron. Mike, Mark, Karen, David, you're coming up next on the other side. Stay with us. There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a boil down of some of the best highlights of what happened in our confrontation with the TSA up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPanda.com, but it's kind of got a name that doesn't fit. I didn't name it. It's Alex Calls for Filibuster at Capitol. That was Monday's news. It's like, you know, highlights of, Texans storm Capitol again should probably be the headline. I'm going to play that in the next segment. It's right at about 5 minutes long if you play it from the time that the intro ends and don't have the outro. It's right at about 5 minutes. We're going to play that they put together. We got a lot of footage coming to PrisonPlanet.tv next week from Bilderberg, too, for the members there, stuff never before seen. We've been boiling that down for everybody at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to race through a bunch of your TSA stories and calls right now, though. And obviously, we'll be back tomorrow live covering all the insanity. And I'll be back tonight. The problem is, in Southern California, they had that sodium reactor back in the 50s blow up worse than the disaster at Chernobyl. And that's ABC News. They kept that secret for 30-something years. So if those barrels catch on fire, it's only going to be state agencies or locals or individuals that give you radiation levels. The feds knew Fukushima had melted down the first week and continued to melt down and told you it hadn't. because they knew it was in the headlines then. They weren't about to stop you from drinking the milk and the food and stuff. It's very important you get that radiation to help reduce your fertility and kill you quicker. Just like it's very important the TSA people, they admittedly getting cancer now from the scanners. Very important that continue. Because, again, their business is killing and business is good. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. I'm sure another evil person that loves freedom from Wyoming. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm way beyond evil. I'm glad you didn't fall into that trap. I suspect that guy was like an 80th degree black belt in every martial art known to man, and he's probably on drugs to boot. So
you're talking about the guy that came up in the airport in front of Rob Dew, and Robbie turned his camera on and caught part of it, sort of grabbing my chest saying he wanted to have sex with me when I got off the plane back in Austin. It was all a setup, yes.
Yeah, but you asked what's the difference between that and what the TSA guys do. The difference is this. The TSA guys make a very studious point of asking your permission. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to feel you here. Do you have a problem with that? And, of course, that's a Hobson's choice. Yeah, you can opt out, but then you're, stranded in the airport.
Take your diaper off or you can't fly, but we're not telling you to take it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay me protection money or somebody's going to burn down your grocery store. I'm not saying it's me, but, things happen.
Yeah, but Craig Roberts laid out the correct plan of action, not the ACLU, which is, is phony opposition. Each of us who gets offended by these guys, and I had to go to a continuing ed class down in Las Vegas just about a week and a half ago.
You've been calling for years. You're a medical doctor.
Yeah.
What would happen to you if you didn't change gloves in between seeing different patients?
Well, I'm a pathologist, so I don't see too many patients. I rarely go out on the floor and
What would happen to doctors if they didn't do that?
Well, the same thing that happens in the VA hospitals when the doctors don't change their gloves, the patients come down with a lot of nosocomial infections and die needlessly.
That's flesh-eating bacteria for those that don't know.
Right. So, the TSA, I had gone through Salt Lake City, and the guys down there are very professional. I'm talking about TSA even. They're friendly. They know their job. I even talked to some of the guys. They have a very service-oriented attitude. But the McCarran International down in Las Vegas, I had these two bamboo sticks. They're Eskrima sticks. I was just practicing while I was down there while I had some extra time. And you'd have sworn I had a nuclear weapon in there. The TSA guys were swarming all over me. And I said, do you really think I need these sticks to kill someone? I could do that with my bare hands. And so they insisted that I check it. So I checked it, and I get into Salt Lake on my way back home, and my bag isn't there, on the carousel. It doesn't show up. Then it doesn't show up through two more flights out of Vegas. I have to wait till the next morning. I had my car key in there. I wasn't anticipating having to check the bag. So I had my car key in there, and I was basically dead in the water in Salt Lake City. So I've got a cause of action. I'm not sure if a 1983 lawsuit, a 1983 work against state actors who mess with your civil rights. I'm not sure if they're appropriate for federal actors, but I'm going to check with an attorney. Maybe an attorney could call and enlighten us on that.
Well, no, a civil rights action or official oppression, depending on what code you use, it works on all of them. The courts, of course, are a bunch of criminals on average, so they may not actually enforce precedent and reality, but we'll see. Mike, good to hear from you. Anything else? All right, there goes Mike. Let's talk to Mark in New York, probably another evil person. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Just call me Satan, Alex. Now, the reason for my phone call is, I was listening to the Howard Stern show on Monday, and they mentioned the same story that you mentioned about the woman who had the old lady who had the diaper removed. And I just wanted to tell people to beware of the celebrities that are giving out propaganda, because he's a billionaire, and he's actually telling people on his radio show, and you could listen to it for yourself, and it's archived, it's free. He says, that's what we have to do. We have to,
Well, Howard Stern is obsessed with poo-poo. So he would probably like that job to inspect old ladies' excrement. But, I every once in a while I scan through it and hear it, and it's just, It is to turn people into brain numbed infantile people, where they're impressed by people using cuss words all day. And I don't even want to dignify it by attacking Howard Stern, whatever. That's what the system is. Don't worry. Howard Stern will probably live long enough to have the system steal everything he's got. All these people that think cozying up to tyranny is cute, they're going to find out.
His own parents can't go to a movie theater in Long Island, and he says, well, that's the price of freedom.
Oh, really? His parents couldn't go to a movie theater?
They stopped going to the local movie theater in Long Island, wherever they live, because of the TSA. They have a scanner, pat down going into a movie theater in Long Island.
I gotta look that up. I know they're going in sports stadiums and stuff. So he's saying his parents won't let him do it, but I guess he's saying his parents are bad.
Well, his parents won't go to the movie theater now. You know, they used to go to the movies. They don't go to the movies anymore because they don't want to get patted down. And he's like, yeah, hey, look, that's an example.
I've heard certain enough. And he does do good imitations of his mother. So I'm going to do Howard Stern's mother right now. In fact, put a screen up, so people. I'm going to be up on the mic. I'm telling you, I am not going to have those men put their hands on my body. Isn't that right? You're absolutely right. We're not going to let them put their hands on my wife. Now, Howard, he's a little different. You know, he likes to be a slave, but not me. So that's pretty good of Howard doing his parents, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he didn't even do the voice for them, though. But that's not a bad impression compared, to what he does. Listen, I don't want to get these
Howard,
people in trouble.
Howard, why are you letting them do that to you, Howard? Howard, I'm your mother. I'm not bad.
Shut
up, Mom. You're going to a camp. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The person who answered the phone, I did give them a website where there's an archive of that show that aired Monday to make it easy for you to verify for yourself that I'm telling you.
No, I'm sure
truth.
He did it. I listen like once a month when I'm scanning through XM, and I'm sure it's true. I mean, I know when it's his channel, because even if it's not him talking, you tune to it and it's, they're going, poo-poo, and all this stuff. It's like, okay. I mean, it's just like what they do. I mean, what do you expect? I appreciate your call. Howard, I don't want them to touch me. Shut up, Ma. Let's go ahead and talk to Karen in Arizona. You're on the air, you evil American. Go ahead.
I am evil. Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I sent you an email about the 15th of June regarding my experience with TSA a couple of weeks ago. I actually worked for the airlines here in Arizona. Been there 11 years. I worked on 9/11, heard the cries of the people. And I've never even been asked to go through the scanner here at Sky Harbor. This was the first time. I was only taking a friend to the gate, and that's one of the privileges we have of being able to go through security with our ID. Yeah. So they asked me to go through the scanner. I declined it. A couple different scenarios happened while I was standing waiting to be patted down. Number one, a lady walked up with a little 5-year-old boy, and the TSA agent motioned her toward the metal detector, and she said, oh, no, he wants to go through this. He thinks it's fun. She wanted him to go through the scanner, which I turned at that point and I said, are you kidding me? You're going to allow him to be radiated like that? I said, you better study what's going on here, honey.
She's like, death is fun. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. She just ignored me. But anyway, to try to make my story short, I went on through and they proceeded to pat me down. And here's the problem I have, too. They don't disclaim anything that they might touch. All they state is they're going to rub their hands up the legs to where the leg meets the torso. Well, I've been patted down in Columbus and Miami, no problems. It has been professional, and I can honestly say that.
Very professional.
Yeah. Well, if you want to call it that.
No, but it's whatever. We got a minute left.
Okay. Anyway, she proceeds to touch my crotch, and I only asked her a simple question, and then she stands up. I said, since when are you touching crotches now? She stands up, pulls back, calls her supervisor over, and it becomes a 45-minute fiasco.
Wow. I'm sorry. Please continue. Sorry.
It becomes a 45-minute fiasco. At that point, I was given, the federal security director came over, told me I had a choice to either complete the procedure with another agent or I would be investigated and charged with a civil suit.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, bring her on, whatever. I just want to go home. I wasn't even flying that day. I was strictly walking a friend to the gate, and she didn't touch my crotch. I went home. A week later, I get called into HR. They want to hear my perspective. I am now being threatened with losing my flight benefits and or my job for asking a simple question by a TSA agent.
Well, that's called being a conspiracy theorist to question a woman wanting to touch your genitals. Again, that's un-American to think for yourself and ask questions. That's almost as bad as that woman videotaping police from her own yard. I mean, this isn't the land of the free, home of the brave. If they do fire you, you got a major discrimination lawsuit. We want to have you on as a guest. Send us your info. Key info coming up.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
They help to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Well, it's very traitorous what's happened, and State Representative David Simpson told us about this morning. They rewrote the bill in the House to say that basically for any reason they can grope you. So they took a bill saying we're going to enforce the law that police or anybody else can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant, And they've said now basically if government feels like it, they can. And they're now selling that. Now remember, the House unanimously voted a month ago to enforce the law and say you can't touch on the outside of the inside of the pants or skirt or whatever it is. And now they've twisted that to say, yes, TSA for any reason can basically give you a proctology exam if they want to. So the 95-year-old lady's dying of cancer. Get ready. A world of hurt's coming. This is all about federal power grab, federal occupation. It's all about checkpoints all across the country. Let's let the House know we're aware of their treason!
Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason! Treason!
These are criminals that tax your property and everything. These are scumbags. Lay down on their backs for the federal government to come in here and grope our little girls and boys.
Yeah, you like it.
What this is a pedophile protection network. Kill the last bill while he claims he supports it. No matter what your policy is, the point is, Rick Perry is a deceptive snake at the level of the devil. This is our capital. It doesn't belong to the offshore banks.
Years I served, I fought for the Constitution. Y'all should uphold it. Hey, my friend died.
The senators were visibly changed whenever they started chanting outdoors, and then you were still filming, and Dewhurst's attention kind of came back to the Senate floor. When you moved just a few feet, he looked up. He was tracking your every move. He was very aware of the people in there, very aware of the people that were out in the hall, and very, very aware of that camera.
We've been in here before taping us. I've been in here with media taping.
Well, that's the rules today. You can't have it.
Oh, rules today. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the speed limit's 55.
Like, I'm not going to do this with you.
Well, go get the police then.
Yeah, get the police.
So, again, this is America now. We're in here peacefully sitting here, not doing anything. And he comes and he says, the rules today are that you can't videotape. The rules today. Now, usually the police get caught in here, and we've caught it before, where the police are, we're shooting live video as well, where the police, you know, do their job and leave everybody alone. But and we hope that's the case. But Rob's been here before when they're all voting for each other. Go ahead, there's Kirk watching.
Members of the
National TV, The Drudge Report, Infowars.com, the whole world's watching. And what we learned from Texas will be used in other states to beat you globalist agents and mercenaries.
That's right.
And when we take America back, you Nazis are going to prison. The lobbyists that serve tyranny, the politicians that serve tyranny, are going to prison. This is only the beginning. Yeah. The answer to 1984 is 1776! Ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds?
Go
to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the latest headlines and cutting-edge information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. You know, I mourn every day for humanity. I mourn for the fact that already much of the genetic history of this planet has been irreparably destroyed and ruined by design by the global social engineers and genetic engineers. And, you know, I read this article that is titled Genetic Modification Gone Wild, 10 Signs That Our World May Be Destined to Resemble a Really Bad Science Fiction Movie. It already resembles it. But the public on average spends now around 6 hours a day in a lower brain state. When you're watching television, it brings you into a lower brain state. Major universities for more than 60 years nonstop do studies of how to flicker the rate and how to put information embedded in the transmission to manipulate your mind. You can read the studies, but I've been given internal tours that I wasn't even supposed to get of the University of Texas Psychology Department. Monkeys by the thousands in cages, by the hundreds strapped in with their eyes wired open, watching flicker rates on television sets and commercials, all engineered to assault you viciously, all DARPA funded. I saw that 10 years ago. I'm not going to even get into it. That is right down the street from here. And I was able to see the monkeys by remote control out at Bastrop. I was watching them from cameras. The scientists sit in there. You go to the next DARPA-funded room. It's pornography and how to confuse gender through messages on television. Department of Defense. I'm taken to the next room. Every room, DARPA, 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 being shown this. Of course, they'll try to reverse engineer who showed it to me. Doesn't matter. I didn't talk about it till years and years after, so they'll have trouble tracking it. But the point is that you can go research all this for yourself. They have spent trillions, and they write white papers and bragging about it, about how to control and manipulate you. The Google NSA data gathering system is designed to predict the future, and it's able to do it. Individually, they say, as of last year, 93% of the time, 99% of the time, they can predict major mass movements. And as they get more data fed in to this system, which was always their goal, Isaac Asimov's Foundation series, written in, what, the 40s, is about that? And the rules of robotics? What man envisioned has now become real. And that's why they're so arrogant. That's why they don't care. I'm going to explain this again to you. Your food, your water. You just think they stop with fluoride, the sevenfold increase in cancer in the bones? You think they just stop with bisphenol A and almost all the plastic and the printer ink that you touch and then raises your fertility? That's all old tech, 60 years. Everywhere where there's rebellious people, the United States, Ireland, the Basque, in Spain. Those were chemical weapon programs developed in the 20s and 30s on record. On record. Do you know what they're doing with the rice and the corn and the wheat and the soybeans? Continuing here. Notice I'm spending more and more time on this because I realize everything else is now a side issue. You've got to realize most of this is a distraction, a diversion, a false construct. We have a breakaway technocratic civilization in the universities, in the government, under national security, doing whatever they want. And only by compartmentalized people in the system waking up and going, wow, how does this guy know all of this? See, I'm pointing out things you already know but never connected, and then begging you to go read the white papers while they're still public before they bring in the Borg centralized censored web, which they're openly calling for. But Japan isn't the only one doing this kind of research. In Missouri, universities are engineering part pig and part human, are being grown with the goal of providing organs for human transplants. Always sounds great. Number eight, scientists at Rockefeller University have injected human genes into mice. These humanized mice are being used to study the spread of hepatitis C, you're told. U.S. scientists have discovered that they can actually grow new human organs from scratch. The following is a quote from the recent Newsweek article. It goes on. In Japan, they're coming out with feces that is then transmutated into meat. Folks won't believe that. Type in Japan, feces to meat. We'll show folks the article. Here's another one. Believe it or not, a company in Canada known as Nexia has actually taken goats and genetically modified them to part spider. 19 years ago, this was made public, but it was going on a decade before by the Pentagon. They then just privatized the gene sequencing. And last time I checked, there were five companies doing it in the U.S. alone. And what was it, 15 years ago, I had the CEO on bragging about how they have these goats released in the open. And when you zoologically cross animals, it causes major problems. Diseases and insects can then get into mammals. Yeah, let's put that back on screen for folks because I want to read the headline for radio listeners. Japan scientist synthesizes meat from human feces. There you go. They hope to bring it on the market for you and your family. And it goes on, as frightening as all of these examples may sound, and this is all ancient news, the truth is your genetic modification of plants has gone even further. Yeah, some crops have over 100 insect, plant, and human genes in them. A decade ago, they had pharmacological crops growing live HIV. This is all being done. Today, approximately 93% of all soybeans and possibly 80% of all corn in the United States, and that's a low number, have been genetically modified. No. Almost 100% of all corn varieties worldwide, including 10,000-year-old corn varieties in Mexico, are now contaminated. They're gone. They're dead. It's over. But don't worry. They're going to tax that carbon dioxide you're exhaling. And they're going to raise the radiation levels of what's safe. Everything's fine. They're going to tax what plants respirate from and then put off oxygen for us. Now, they couldn't come out and tax oxygen because even the dumbest people know that's good. So carbon dioxide sounds like monoxide, just like you can go out and get most people to sign a form calling for banning dihydrogen monoxide. Do you know what dihydrogen monoxide is? It's water. Most people will sign forms, and the studies have been done. Over 90% will sign forms to ban sodium chloride. Sounds scary. Do you know what sodium chloride is? Sodium chloride is salt. Let's worry about salt. Let's worry about water. Let's worry about carbon dioxide. But let's splice everything and release it open air. Let's do it. Let's have the system openly write white papers on it in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I've got UN biological diversity assessments where they state, well, in the 96 one, they said we need to encourage war, famine, we need to cut off resources to reduce population, and we need to encourage homosexuality. Now, see, this isn't a moral statement for me. Let's get that out of the way. With everybody's fetish of obsessing on this, I obsess on the stars and genetics and flowers and beauty and green grass and streams and I'm not all upset and freaked out and everything's bombarded with this stuff constantly. I'm above it. I'm above your silly paradigms. You know, and all the latent gay people that obsess and bash gay people all day. I'm not talking about that group either. I'm talking about you having what you are as a ancient genetic expression of this beautiful planet being manipulated in the embryonic phase and after. So that you won't have children. So there won't be a family unit that tribally defend each other. So there's no opposition to the global hive Borg. And the end of our species that has been stated. This is the end of us. The end of humanity. The end of humankind. The end of it all. The end of it. The globalists are psychopaths. They are sadists. They love war and death and ugliness. You read the New York Times and other reports about art. The hottest art for two decades now is buckets of pus, photos of dead babies, skulls. as a tithe, the Fortune 100 and others, and the top bankers are who buys this stuff in the news, will come in and pay $37 million for a bucket of pus with maggots in it. To worship it, it is a tithe. It is taking stuff they stole from families and people they destroyed and old people they robbed and buying a jar of pus with maggots. It is a worship of it. It is a conjuring of dark energies. Why do you think Lady Gaga and the rappers, it's all about psychopath, killing your husband, killing your wife, kidnapping children, murder. Lady Gaga is going to have a concert with executed, this is in the news, executed Chinese dissidents sliced open in big vats of formaldehyde. That's to train you that it's exciting and beautiful so that when you get run over, when you get killed, when you get soft killed, the system will love it. They're turning our atmosphere into who they are. Hell, a very crack in dimensional Hades is releasing this. Doesn't matter if you're religious, doesn't matter if you believe in nothing. Manifest death is being injected psychically and physically into us so we will stand down. Now, let me break this down for you, okay? Because I'm tired of the denial. How many times did I tell you that television gives you Alzheimer's? I want to show people this. Type in television Alzheimer's. Hundreds of articles. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It's probably in the thousands. I've seen hundreds of studies. They knew it takes you into a near dream hypnotized state within minutes of watching it. The first time you watch television, on average, it takes 45 to 50 minutes. After you click and sync with your... Folks, your eyes are brain stalks. They are your brain. They are brain tissue. Your eyes are a neural, visual device taking in the information. They can send carrier waves over it. They can put subliminals in it. But more importantly is the flicker. I saw more articles today. Oh, my God, it's so evil. About the light bulbs and how they're going to be programming us. That's why, by law, they're putting in the fluorescence. And taking out the phosphorescence where they can flicker them to calm the public. I mean, folks, we are in the matrix. We are in, our brain is a matrix. Our brain is what we see the world through. We are physically here, but the brain is a virtual reality matrix. And they're programming that with outside stimuli, electronic, magnetic, but also chemical. They've already got most of you. Most of you can't even, I might even be able to get to you. My children, though, I can't even control myself with the computers and the wireless, and my children are already getting addicted to the internet, addicted, even though we tried to use it for education. I'm losing them. They're being sucked in. They're becoming pre-wireheads, cyberpunks, whatever you want to call it. We've got to realize that we need to have a huge debate about this now and break out of the trance. Please, please, there's still time. I'm reaching through to you through the Matrix system. I'm reaching through, interfacing with your visual brain antennae, your eyes. I'm going through the nerve endings in your ears right now. I'm reaching through to you. They're attacking it all. They're attacking it all. They're attacking your hormone levels because most of sexual activity is communicated, especially with females, through olfactory smell. Through males, visual, with an olfactory overlay where your brain scans. Does this mate have good hormones? Does this mate have good organs? Your brain knows, does this mate have a uterus? Does this mate, will this mate produce enough milk? The nose. Brain tissue in the olfactory. Your multidimensional scanning system. Now, what happens with the mice? We'll get to that in a moment. Here it is, London Telegraph. Radio makes Britons happier than TV and web. And this is a new study they've done. But again, these are legion. Radio, when you're listening, you have to image everything I'm saying. If I say blue whale, you see a blue whale. It made your brain manifest that image and cause neural connections. If I say red bicycle, you're seeing red bicycle. If I say Marilyn Monroe, you're seeing Marilyn Monroe. If I say... George Strait, you're scanning for George Strait. I say Jesus Christ, you image the archetypal image of Christ. If I say cross, If I say gold, you image gold bars or gold coins. Radio, you have to image. Television, you do not have to image, and it causes a downgrading in brainwaves, and that's what this latest London Telegraph article gets into, and causes depression. Another big study came out yesterday that was dealing with children that watch TV at night, don't sleep well, and don't have proper brainwave patterns during sleep, and it disrupts their sleep. I've noticed that anytime I let my children watch even a classic movie at night, then they don't sleep. They run around the house all night. They wake up. They cry. Did we find the Alzheimer's article, Alzheimer's TV? I believe BBC, AP, Reuters. It's just Alzheimer's TV. I want to show folks that in case they think I'm joking. You're under assault. You're under total assault. Now, yesterday I got up here and I explained, yes, they had Romans having sex with each other. Yes, that goes on. I'm going above debates of you guys trying to make this a moral issue one way or the other. And look at the scientific facts. There it is, BBC, TV linked to Alzheimer's. Now, continuing. That was 2001. They've known it since they invented it. When I came out and explained they're trying to cause gender confusion in your brain chemicals, in the pheromones you put off, I was reading from French news agency. But still, they used the political correct term to kill debate and said homophobe in the George Soros outfits yesterday because they don't want you knowing what they're doing. Well, let's talk about the breast cancer then. Is that wrong to tell women what's killing them? Probably.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
All right, I want to just, again, break something down for you. Several months ago, the EPA raised the levels of safe radiation, depending on the dozens of isotopes, from 100 times to 100 thousand times what it previously was. You can go to the EPA's website, and now even the Associated Press a few weeks ago, when it became official, reported on it. They're now saying certain isotopes can be 100,000 times higher. Most of them were 2,000, 3,000 times. It was a big list of them. I read them on air over and over and over again. This isotope can now be 25,000 times. This one 100,000. This one 100. This one 500. And that's because it was coming up in water supplies in San Francisco and other areas of 500 times, 300 times. They just say, hey, it's fine. It comes out now that for 8 years at least four or five airports, Boston Logan is the one where this stuff all came out, that they have been testing the body scanners and that cancers went off the charts. No kidding. 8 hours a day, their own internal studies, radiation coming out. You're being living in a microwave. And, I mean, no kidding, when you see the body scan photos TSA released, and many of them, you can see the skeleton, you can see the fingers, you can see the bones and the fingers and the hand. That's like a dental x-ray. You can see the cartilage and the bone in the nose. Look at those photos. It's going through your skin. These people worked there, and they knew. The government knew it was a death sentence for the TSA. These people are insane, but there's a sick, insane plan to it. So, find my stack here from what I was covering. And I'm digging through more of this. I'm going to do a special report later in the week, if not next week, that will get millions of views because I want to just show overwhelming documents, UN documents that said, encourage the end of the family. Well, I even have a Department of Education thing that said the family is archaic and is barbaric and will be expunged, and that families are, quote, mentally ill and the institution is inherently bad. These are quotes. And then look what they've done. It's not some judgment on what people are doing. Were there people in history that were naturally one way or the other? I'm not making a judgment on you any more than I'm making a judgment on the French news agency article yesterday. In fact, let me find it here. Chemical in plastic containers makes male mice act like females. And then the females smell the pheromones off of them and they're not attracted and will not have sex with the male mice. And you go into all the other studies. This has been studied for, again, 80 years or more. They knew exactly what they were doing. You see, it's more than that. Women are now not attracted to men because their brains are smelling the men, the pheromones. And they don't know why. Well, that guy, it looks good, but it's something about him. That's why women, when foreigners come in from third world countries and haven't been here long, go crazy. You'll see women go right up. They could be Eastern European. They could be from Latin America. They're ready to get their clothes off as fast as possible. They're like, whoa, I am ready right now. I mean, we don't have children in the West. The West is dying. We're not even replacing our numbers. Europe is collapsing. Japan is collapsing. They've been doing it to the Japanese men. Japan has, what, a 1.2 replacement. There won't be any Japanese in a couple generations. The globalists, wherever they got control, have been testing it. Now they're moving it to the third world. This isn't about gay, heterosexual, any of this. It's about destroying who we are. No wonder record numbers of men want to put dresses on and are attracted to men. You're women. You're women. Women aren't attracted to you because you're a woman. So you're attracted to men because chemically in your brain, you are now attracted to men. Do you understand that? That's one section of this, but that's why it's growing. Just like the mice. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.